Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Mondays with Mo, our weekly visit with the president of baseball operations at the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak, on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And this is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds as we come to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. A reminder that we have added a new sponsor to the website, Westport Social. Westport Social. They have handcrafted cocktails, shareable plates, and friendly competition. What I mean by that, you can face off against your friends, get the ultimate bragging rights. They've got indoor bocce, papa shot, floor and table shuffleboard, ping pong, darts, and so much more. They've got karaoke, live music every Friday. It is the place to be. It's really, really exploded in St. Louis. Westport Social. And you can see more at westportsocial-stl.com. Coming up, a visit with John Mozeliak. A lot of updates on injuries, unfortunately. Molina, Ozuna, Gomber, Alex Reyes. Where is the club? What do you do at the top of the lineup? Has Paul Goldschmidt turned the corner? All that more coming up with John Mozeliak. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday, and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Your Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. John Mozeliak joins us Mondays with Mo. Mo, we haven't had the chance to catch up in a couple of weeks. We just went past the midway point of the regular season. In a general sense, general question, how would you evaluate how this season has gone for your club?
Well, I think we'd all agree that the season has not gone as we had hoped. Clearly, when you're hovering around 500, there's some things that are working and there's some things that aren't. And I think the glaring thing for us, really prior to the last couple of days, is just that consistent offense. And so, if we can figure out a way, the right combination of players to get that going, I do think we could have a very exciting second half. You look at our rotation, our bullpen. Overall, we feel pretty good about that, but certainly we got to find a way to day in, day out score runs.
When you look at the top of the lineup, we had some numbers on the broadcast yesterday. It's I think collectively 199 average on base percentage is below 300 from that spot. Would you anticipate Carpenter in that spot going forward, or are you going to look at a combination of different guys to try to get some production out of that leadoff spot?
When we took the break, we collectively agreed that we were going to try to get Matt an opportunity to get going. And so I don't think we're going to get overly creative on day one, but at some point we have to find a solution and find some balance that gets this club going.
Paul Goldschmidt looks like he may be getting going. Did you see some signs of life there with what he was able to do and produce this weekend?
Well, clearly, you want to see hard contact. Clearly, you want to see home runs from him. So, of course, this past weekend was a great step forward. And, obviously, when you have the middle of your order that's producing, it's going to make an impact. But, really, you can go 1 through 8, and that's where we got to find some traction and get that going.
In terms of Marcell Ozuna, I know you're probably asked about this every day, so I'll ask it right now. How's he doing? And I know you don't like timetables, but just How's he doing? And I know we're going to see him at some point. Where's he at in coming back?
Well, I think this next week's very important to him in terms of taking advantage of the ability to really take a deep dive into physical therapy. So I think this time next week when we're talking, we'll have a much better sense of when he and Yachty should be coming back.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Yachty. That was the next one. And with hand injuries, Mo, how do you measure those? What kind of battery of tests do you do for a baseball player where the hand, throwing, gripping a bat is so important?
Actually, probably one of the easier tests, because you can just do a simple grip test to understand where they are. And so we do that periodically throughout the year. So we know where he was prior to injury, we know where he was after the injury, and we know where he is today. And simply put, there's some work to be done.
Folks can probably hear the wind blowing on your phone a little bit. So where are you right now, and what is John Mozeliak catching up with the organization with?
Yeah, I'm down here in Jupiter, Florida. Going to catch a few games of our Gulf Coast League team and just catch up with the staff and just really get a pulse of what's going on down here, and be back in St. Louis middle of the week.
One of the guys that has been on a tear in the minor leagues, Randy Arozarena. How close is he, Mo, to maybe making that jump to the big leagues?
Well, he's certainly in our conversation. And to your point, he's had a nice offensive year. I really feel like he did last year as well, and was slowed by a wrist injury earlier. But, you know, from just a pure athletic standpoint, an offensive standpoint, he's really opened up some eyes. So, exciting player. And, you know, just depending on how things start to work at the major league level would dictate if we decided to give him that opportunity.
Alex Reyes, Mo, what's the latest on Alex and how has he been performing?
Well, unfortunately, from a performance standpoint, he hasn't, because he's been sidelined dealing with that pec injury. I do think we should have a better feel for him as well by early part of next week, because he is scheduled to throw some sides and have a better sense of really where he's at. But my fingers are crossed that he's still someone that's going to contribute this year.
Daniel Ponce de Leon goes into the rotation. That's a promotion, if you will, with the big league club. And there's no question, Mo, he's earned that promotion to be one of the starting five right now.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, very impressive outing the other night, especially on short notice. So he's taken advantage of his opportunities. And, you know, I recall even a year ago, when we were down in spring training, we thought he was someone that was going to be a young man who could contribute for our club. And, you know, just unfortunately hasn't had many opportunities, but the ones he's had, he's taken advantage of. So he's earned it, and I wish him well.
It seems like anytime we mention his name, Austin Gomber is another name that we mention and talk about. He's been hurt for a long time, and it's been a lost season for him. Where is he right now, Mo, with the injury? And maybe you can explain the injury, and for fans that don't know, and maybe where he's at and trying to come back.
Well, he's down here in Jupiter with me at the moment, and he was dealing with some shoulder stiffness, and it's not something that has just gone away, which we had hoped. Obviously, the season has not gone as planned for him, and I think that's been frustrating on all fronts. Still believe he's going to throw this year, but, you know, this is one of those types of injuries where you can't rush it, and I know the medical staff is working tirelessly to try to get him back, but I think in this particular case, patience and rest is probably most important.
When Paul DeJong got named to the All-Star team, I have to imagine, Mo, it's got to be gratifying for you. You drafted the guy. He moves to shortstop.
Well, we're certainly proud of any player from our big club that gets that opportunity, but someone that we draft and develop is exciting. And, you know, I think people that get to watch him day in and day out, you know, clearly you like his offensive numbers or how he produced in the month of April, but the one thing you can certainly agree on is defense continues to improve. And so even though he's a conversion player, he's really looks like a natural on short now.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you about the trade deadline, and that's just around the corner. When does the market get set with that, Mo, in terms of having an idea of what's available, who's available, what it's going to take to get a particular player? When do you know, as this year has that hard deadline?
Well, I think that's going to be a little bit of the unknown, because historically you always had the month of August to do the waiver trade. But today, I think you see a lot more conversation going on sooner rather than later because it is time sensitive. And you know, the other complication is with a lot of the divisions that are still up in the air. Some are kind of known, but you have a lot of teams still competing for that wild card. So it should be an interesting few weeks on really what happened on that. And I think all of us that are, you know, in the front office are wondering exactly how this is going to play out.
Yeah. Adam Wainwright was terrific yesterday. Is it safe to say he's getting better as this year goes along?
Well, obviously a great outing yesterday and one that we all welcomed. But look, he's savvy. He knows how to pitch. That's what makes him successful. And you know, it's sort of funny because in a time when our young pitchers are always focused on velocity and spin rates, you know, a lot of it's just about knowing how to pitch and when to throw it. Now, he is blessed with a great breaking ball, so he has that to go to. But you know, I think his baseball IQ carries him quite a bit.
More features keep rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app, all designed to simplify shopping. You can now create shopping lists right there on the app. The new feature remembers your recent purchases and saves your items so you don't have to worry about adding them every week. Also, if there's a digital coupon or sale on that item, it pops up, so you're finding deals and saving money with one touch. It's that easy. Simplify shopping. Schnucks Rewards. Shop at Schnucks. And a final question for you, Mo. In terms of how you look at the team, if you had to say, well, we're deficient here or very good here, what are you looking for in terms of how you would improve this club right now?
Well, I think it comes down to really self-improvement. If we can get our offense going, I think we'll have a lot of confidence. And then we might look at the trading deadline a little differently, but I think the most important thing is we got to see this team get going, and we got about 10 days to see where we are and then ultimately decide what we want to do. But remaining open-minded, but also very optimistic.
Mo, thank you. I appreciate it. Let you get back to baseball. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Have you ever wanted to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer, and you'll get that chance. Call this number now, 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer, and you could be throwing out a first pitch and receive four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. The chance of a lifetime, thanks to Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals.